Mint.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hour number two, Out of Bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. You know, last night, the baseball game ended. It was very late. It was like 11:37 or so. You probably could tell me exactly when it ended. To the second.
I can tell you exactly when I left here.
So. you know what? I bet
it was about 11:37.
I bet you were ready to fall asleep. I bet you were done.
I was done. I was wishing I lived closer to the station last night.
Yes. And, you know, I know this, that when you go to sleep on a good mattress, it can make a lot of the, like, being mad because you had to stay up later than you wanted, it can make those feelings go away. Engineered Sleep is trying to help you with that this month through May 31st with a Memorial Day sale. Here's what they've got, folks. 10% off orders below $2,500. If you go over $2,500, it's 15% off. You save a minimum $375 off the price of a brand new mattress, and every mattress order gets two free ES cozy down pillows and a free ES mattress protector. That's a value of $180. So you're just putting money in your pocket that, again, can go to filling up the boat next weekend. Local orders include free white glove delivery that includes setting up your new mattress and taking away your old mattress set. They do all of that for you absolutely free. They ship free nationwide. You can shop online or in store. Take their 60-second sleep quiz to make finding the right mattress easy. You can do all that and check out their great deals. You can see the specifics on this. If I'm making your head spin with some of these numbers, you can do that at engineeredsleep.com. Go to their website, engineeredsleep.com. Ben, I am going to be a little less forgiving than you in the weather department with baseball this weekend.
Okay.
First of all, I felt like for the measure of play, 27 innings, I felt like Clemson was a better team this weekend. I did.
Did you? Okay.
I felt that inning by inning, which of course is not how we measure this. It's three nine inning games. I thought that Clemson was the better side. Clemson had two bad innings in the first game. And really no bad innings the second game, if you really want to be specific about it. And then last night, I thought they had a couple of bad innings. They had one defensively, and I felt like offensively they had a couple of innings where I wish they would have had some better at-bats last night. To the first game. Here's my beef with the first game, okay? I've had a lot of people reach out to me, and I even tweeted on Saturday that it was a very frustrating series, but I stopped short of blaming Virginia because I felt like the fault was partially Virginia's, because looking at the radar, it did not take an expert meteorologist. It did not take Chris Justice or Christy Henderson or Kendra Kent or one of our great meteorologists here in the upstate. It did not take one of those meteorologists to tell you it was probably going to not be great around 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. That was probably going to be pretty rough at Virginia. I didn't understand the thought process behind moving the game 45 minutes. That seemed like it didn't really accomplish all that much. So you move the game from 6 to 5:15, you might as well just leave it at 6. If it's going to rain at 8, you're not getting that game in probably. Virginia is the team that takes the longest in history to do anything when they're in the field anyway. So why they thought they could play a 2-hour, 40-minute game, I have no idea.
Oh, look, when you get a runner on base, time stands still.
It's awful.
Playing that club.
It's awful. You're not going to see a game under 3 hours unless your guy is just dealing his little heart out and is pitching like Josh Cribb.
I do wonder if they were trying to just get it to official game status.
I get that.
And, you know, and the other thing is, those storms were, they were, in many cases over the weekend, they were really just pop-up storms.
Yes.
And when it rained, it rained. And trust me, I stared at the weather map so much on the old phone app all weekend long. You know, and I think their fear was, once you take the tarp off, if we have one of those pop-ups, the weekend's ruined. So, you know, they could have done better. Yeah, all in all, they could have done better. But when you're dealing with Mother Nature, it's just tough.
It's hard.
It's just tough.
That is the worst weather situation, because it was not a sheet of rain. At one point, it looked like it was going to be a sheet of rain. But it really wasn't. It was legitimate pop-up storms, a group of legitimate pop-up storms. But I felt like if they moved it to like 3 or 4, they had a better chance, or 2, they had a better chance of beating the weather and getting a full game in Friday, and then you piece together 18 innings through the rest of the weekend. I also felt what they did on Saturday was not great, because they essentially made everybody wait around for a while on storms that seemed like they were going to be persistent, and they were like, nah, going home, we'll do this again Sunday. And then they did the same thing after game 2 on Sunday, rather than, and I'm not sure if this was on the table or not, but I have to think that given where both schools are in the academic calendar, given the fact that Clemson did not fly, you have to think that Monday was also on the table of discussion as a potential for playing. And the weather was much better today, it looked like, than it was yesterday afternoon or even Saturday. So they could have said, we're going to play 1 at 10 a.m. And then once they had to postpone, just say, we're coming back tomorrow.
That was on the table. The thing with playing on Monday is, number one, you have to have a permission slip from the league, which probably would have happened. But the other thing was Virginia's traveling to Louisville, and I think they have a game tomorrow in between.
They do.
And then Clemson has the game in Conway, and they need to come home first. So if you play today instead of leaving at 8 o'clock this morning, getting back here, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock probably after you stop for lunch, I'm sure they will, then all of a sudden you're talking about getting back here like after dinner. After supper tonight, you know, and then have to turn around and go to Charleston. I think it was on the, I mean, no, I'm not, a, I don't think, I know that it was on the table, but it was a last resort to try to play that today. And then when you get the first one in, or yesterday morning, or finish the first of the doubleheader, then you think, okay, we're going to make it, you know, like, I'm sitting in church texting yesterday morning, trying to figure out what's going on with baseball. Looked like it was going to be you're going to get it in, and it started raining like right at the end of that first game, and then I, you know, felt like you could have started earlier, but it was raining during the game. At the beginning of the game last night, it was raining.
That brings me to my next point, which is actually my main critique of the series, because from a school standpoint, you have control over game start times, the host school. Clemson legitimately has nothing other than, hey, we can't start after X, or we can't start before X. When you're the visiting team in those circumstances, you can advocate for something, but you get no say. The home team gets to decide what happens, and the home ops department gets to decide what happens until the game starts. When the game starts, the only time, and this is where people were mad at Virginia, and I didn't think it was Virginia's fault. Once the game starts, it is basically played at the discretion of the umpire, except for NCAA mandated, like, dead stop procedures, like lightning within 6 miles, 8 miles, whatever it is. And they track that with various, I mean, I saw people trying to argue that the lightning strike was not within the parameters. Trust me. They know when the lightning is within the parameters, and I have argued to death with people at Clemson, why in the world, if a storm is passing above me, across me, and not going to touch me at all, why that triggers it? We should be able to use our brains and say, if there's a storm 6 miles north heading dead east and it's not going to touch me at all, why does that still trigger it? There is no question. You have to stop the game. Beyond that, if it's just rain, which at the point on Friday that things came unglued for Mac Englund, it was just rain. I felt like it was deeply unfair to Clemson to continue pitching in a downpour when Englund, it was a dangerous environment.
Man, and you put that on top of the fact that he was already kind of losing it, and when he lost it bad.
Yeah.
And if you're Monty Lee, you don't want to bring another. This is the other part of it. You don't want to warm up a guy, bring him in knowing that the game is about to stop, because you may burn that arm.
That's, you know, right.
That was the other thing I was thinking about. Like, okay, who do you bring in for Englund, and what does that do to a guy who is ready to pitch, pitches two-thirds of an inning, and then he has to sit for 3 hours and do it all over again? Like, what does that do? Do you even try that?
That's the part that got a little bit tricky to me, because you could tell what Clemson's strategy was. We're, like you said, we're not going to take Englund out and put somebody else in, heat somebody up, put them in, and then they're burned. And we can't use them later today if we come back, or tomorrow if we come back, or whatever the case may be. It turns out they did end up using Jackson Lindley. And after that first inning, where he inherits a second and third situation with a 3-1 count and ends up, you know, giving up some runs. But he inherits a very difficult situation to start fresh in a game that was started yesterday. They go to the bullpen for Lindley, and at the point they went to the bullpen, the umpires pulled him off the field. Now, I didn't think the rain picked up any more from the time that Andrew C. walked out there to the time that Mac Englund was essentially throwing the ball to the backstop. I felt like there were basically, and I want to make sure I'm right on this because I made some notes here. Let me go back and look. I felt like in that first game, it was, let's see, the triple was probably okay. It was after O'Farrell's, where O'Farrell fouled off a bunch of pitches, and then Englund missed badly with ball four to O'Farrell, and that loaded the bases. And then he wasn't even close. Now, I could have seen, it was pouring down rain. I could have seen before the O'Farrell at bat, they could have stopped it. Before the Teal at bat with the four straight balls, they could have stopped it. Before the wild pitch to Tappan, they could have stopped it, and they didn't. But I felt like it was clear that the amount of rain was negatively impacting Mac Englund in a way that was unfair. That if it had happened to Virginia, I would have said it was unfair that the game was impacted to that degree by the weather. That was not Virginia's call to keep playing, though. Right, we got a text about it a little bit ago. Clemson baseball got screwed by Virginia. That's not what happened. It was the umpire's discretion at that point, because there wasn't lightning. There wasn't anything that automatically triggered the game stoppage. It was the umpires that I felt gave Virginia an unfair advantage in Friday's game, because they allowed that inning to go on when it was dangerous and impossible for Mac Englund to be able to control the baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it affected both teams. I think the point here is it feels like, especially in hindsight, the whole situation could have been handled a little bit better. Yeah, because it did hurt Virginia too, but the way that it was, it really seemed to bother Clemson. But, you know, weather affects both sides. Well, we get it. By the way, I think I might have misspoke a second ago. I think the plan all along was for Clemson team to go straight to Conway and not come back here either way. But regardless, you're talking about getting down there, you know, middle of the day or middle of the night.
Right. That's right.
Depending on if you would have tried to play today. And we would have been able to be on the air today, which is always a major
exactly
factor.
Exactly. I appreciate the chance to do our show today. So all that being said.
Yeah. You gotta win. But so in terms of ACC postseason, ACC tournament, Am I right that you need to win one against Boston College to cement your spot? Is Is that roughly how it breaks down?
It is roughly, that's correct. I want to go into specifics, and I'll chart this out because I'm a nerd. I'll chart this out later this week. Mm-hmm. I will definitely have a spreadsheet with this on it.
Whew.
The potential seedings for both teams. The reality is if you're Clemson, at this point, you can't afford to just squeak into the tournament. You really have to... You have to kick the door down by sweeping Boston College. And I want to talk about what that means and why that's the way it is when we come back.
Also, later in the show, Kwok, for the college football fans out there, everybody, we have some odds, especially opening week odds.
Yes, we do. Let's talk about that. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to join us. 654-7627. Brownhaven Homes here to service the upstate and western Georgia. Whether it's your first, second, or vacation home, they have an expert team to get you started and build affordable custom homes on your lot. And let's say you don't have a lot, right? Maybe you just don't. If you need help purchasing land to build, they can help you with that too. When you hire Brownhaven, you get an entire team working on your behalf to ensure you have the home of your dreams. They have standards that are upgrades for most builders. And they have a price promise. Once you break ground, the price doesn't change. That's an insanely good deal that benefits people like you. It benefits people who are finding it difficult to try to justify rising costs. You don't have to worry about rising costs when you're dealing with Brownhaven Homes. Go online, check out their website, brownhavenhomes.com. Brownhaven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home. Hour two continues. Stay with us.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Do you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University, and in the upstate, we are neighbors. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, running, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life. We revolutionize the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn more online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
O'Reilly. If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program. And it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back, to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
To understand what makes Diamonds Direct different, you have to know our history. It goes back 70 years to a renowned diamond cutter overseas. From there came years of diamond cutting, manufacturing, and wholesaling, supplying exquisite fine diamonds to top high-end jewelers. Eventually, those same wholesalers began selling direct to you, and that started a revolution. Today, we are a global diamond powerhouse with hundreds of thousands of customers and an impeccable reputation. But our core values remain the same as always. Our diamonds are the highest quality, cut by the best craftsmen. Our prices are the most compelling. Our selection is staggering, and our warranties and guarantees are unbeatable. And our entire team's only goal is to help you find the diamond of your dreams. So as the story unfolds and the revolution continues, we invite you into our home to enjoy a jewelry shopping experience unlike any other. Born in craftsmanship, rooted in quality, and thriving in passion. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Continues. We press on out of bounds. William Quagmire, Ben Milstead. The question was asked, so where does Clemson go from here? By the way, Tigers fall. They fall in a series against the Virginia Cavaliers over the weekend. Here is what Clemson needs to do this weekend. They've got Boston College for three at home Thursday, Friday, Saturday before ACC tournament next week. Currently, because of a good weekend elsewhere, the Tigers are a half game ahead of Duke in the 12th spot. They are a game and a half behind North Carolina and Georgia Tech, and they are two games behind Wake Forest. Those are the teams that they can catch at the moment. They can also catch Pittsburgh. But obviously they lose that tiebreaker, so that really doesn't matter. So the magic number for Clemson is two. They either need two wins or two Duke losses to be able to solidify themselves as in the ACC tournament. If it started right now, they would be the 12 seed. And in fact, they would be in a pod with Miami, who I think Clemson should feel fairly decent about matching up with. Notre Dame is 15-9. Miami is 18-9. Virginia Tech 16-9. They haven't faced Virginia Tech. I'll go ahead and tell you, of those three, I would rather see Miami. Florida State just beat Miami this weekend. Two out of three.
That surprises me to hear you say that.
Yeah, I feel like Clemson did a pretty good job. You know, one of those games was like the ridiculous win situation at home. They scored 20 runs on Miami, too, in that Sunday game. So maybe that's a part of the equation. Mac Anglin was not very good in that. I feel like if Mac goes out there again against Miami, he just couldn't command anything that day. I think the 8 seed, if it started today, would be Pittsburgh. So you would have Pittsburgh as the 8 seed. I'm not sure I feel great about that. But the good news is Clemson could slide up as high as 9. The bad news is if you don't have a good weekend against BC this weekend, and if Duke somehow comes out, and I'm saying somehow because they have three at Virginia Tech, who right now is a top 8 seed. There is no reason for Duke to win even once at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has won 8 consecutive league series. I would think that Clemson facing the easiest series of the week in the league, and Duke facing, in my opinion, the hardest series of the week in the league, that Clemson should still feel pretty good, but it's not academic as of yet.
Two, I would imagine that these guys still, and I don't know if they do or don't, but they're still thinking postseason, NCAA postseason. Like, if you could string together, I mean, you got to put the cart way before the horse here because you got to win tomorrow night. But, you know, somehow you could finish on a four-game win streak here going into the ACC tournament, win a couple of games. You know, you probably feel like there's still a path to a regional.
Yes. Well,
I mean, is that crazy talk?
No, that's correct. Coastal Carolina in the D1 baseball tournament that was released, and of course those are guesses, but those guys, they do a great job. Aaron Fitt and Kendall Rogers and the rest of the staff there, they do a terrific job, and they have the process fairly well pegged for the most part. Rarely are they caught off guard by what the committee does. Clemson right now is their second team out, ahead of Pittsburgh because of RPI. That was as of Wednesday. So since that was after the College of Charleston loss and before they lost 2 of 3 at Virginia, which probably is a projected outcome. I don't think that necessarily changes the equation that much for Clemson. What you can't have is like a 2-2 week. You really need, like you said, you really need a 4-0 week because Coastal Carolina is in the field as a 3 seed, according to D1 Baseball, and has an RPI at like 30 right now, if I remember correctly from this morning. In fact, we got a texter point out that says they're 30 in RPI. They've won 16 of their last 19, already beat Clemson once this year. So, yeah, you really would like to go down there and win and then come sweep BC, and that's it. You're in the ACC tournament. And honestly, at that point, you might be in the big tournament too, because you're sitting at 36-20. You're going to have probably, if you're 13-16, you're going to probably not even be the 12 seed. I would think you catch one or more teams ahead of you and potentially become, let's say, the 11. So you get a couple of good RPI spots. The Pittsburgh game is tough because it's a team that you have not matched up well against in either game, but also doesn't help you RPI-wise nearly as much as just about everybody else. Pittsburgh, Boston College, Duke are the teams that do not help you in terms of RPI. Every other game that you could possibly play, you're going to be helped in an RPI situation. The teams below Clemson right now in the RPI, where they're sitting at 19, this is not counting the game last night, but before the game last night, Clemson was sitting at 19 in the RPI, according to D1 Baseball. Wake Forest is 20, North Carolina's 23, Georgia Tech's 26, NC State's 34 in the RPI, and then it kind of drops off a cliff where you've got Pittsburgh at 57. So you've got some teams that are in that, you know, 7-8 range, where if you're the 12 seed, you're the 11 seed, you're playing two good RPI opponents instead of just one if you have to match up with Pittsburgh. That's how important this week is for Clemson. And to answer your question, Ben, no. It is not outside the realm of possibility. In fact, it's very much in play because of the strength of Clemson's schedule, which right now is a top 10 schedule nationally. I think it was 8 before last night. It's probably a tick better than that, maybe 7 or 6 this morning, because you had to play a road game against a Virginia team that was 17th in the RPI and probably is up a little higher after last night. Clemson, everything about Clemson screams at-large team except conference record. Mm-hmm. So it really doesn't even matter that Boston College is going to drag down your RPI, because it's not going to hurt that much, particularly if you get a win against Coastal to back it. And if you're 13-16 and win one in your conference tournament, you win 14 ACC games to get to 37 wins overall, you're probably in the field if your RPI is in the top 20, I would think.
Okay, you're selling me. So there's still a way.
I think there's still a way. And in fact, I would say there's a better chance than not. If I were having to put money on either side of the ledger, I would say there's a slightly better chance than not that Clemson ends up making both tournaments. Because okay. Boston College, I know Boston College beat Florida State last weekend. I know they've won some games. Boston College is not the kind of team that strikes me as having the makeup to go on a road to Clemson and win a series. If Clemson continues to play the way that they've been playing and pitching the way that they've been pitching for the most part and getting production up and down the lineup the way they've been getting production up and down the lineup, one thing I had to remind myself of, Clemson didn't have Cooper Engle. They haven't had Cooper Engle all week. They went 1-3 this week, and they got one at-bat from Engle. That tells you how important he is to this lineup's ability to put their best foot forward and to try to score a bunch of runs, even though, like, scoring wasn't the issue in the first game against Virginia, and I didn't think offense was really the issue against the College of Charleston. They got some bad breaks in that game. We talked about that on air. But I think if they can get Engle back, catching some innings, I think that'll help. I think Troyer has been a great find in the corner outfield where you can play Taylor and Troyer in both corners, put Grice in center field, and forget it. Just leave it alone. I think that's the best lineup for Clemson right now with Corbett at the DH, and that proved itself true this weekend, I think.
Texter was asking about Coastal Carolina tomorrow night, does the travel hurt Clemson? I mean, what you went through this past weekend doesn't help you. At the same time, Coastal is coming off of a trip. They were busing back from Troy yesterday, a game that ended about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So they rolled back into Conway probably 2:30 in the morning this morning. So they got a little bit of time, you know, but they too are going to be very familiar with a long bus ride coming back to town. I know you gave a stat on them a second ago, but I was just counting what Coastal has done in the last 30 days and in a calendar month. 15-3 in the last 30 days.
Pretty good.
Playing pretty good baseball.
Yeah, I really think this is the type of win that I said the midweeks didn't matter, and I still kind of feel that way, but I think you've got to feel better if you're Clemson going into the ACC tournament. Honestly, I don't want to, as an 11 or a 12 seed, go into the ACC tournament knowing you have to win a game or you're out of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, well, and everything matters when you're on the bubble. You know, everything matters, so.
Yeah, look, the Coastal, this is your last chance to put a quality win on your resume, period. BC, Omaha Hank asks, does sweeping BC help RPI, or are they so bad that that series hurts us regardless of outcome? I kind of think it's going to hurt the RPI. I'm not sure that sweeping BC is going to help you in terms of the RPI because you're already inside the top 20 or around 20. I don't think it's going to help you that much just playing those games, which is why we've seen teams cancel games for very mysterious circumstances. Jim Schlossnagel at Texas A&M outright said it. We can't play Incarnate Word because the committee is worried about RPI, so we have to worry about RPI right now. They have good numbers. They have good numbers in the league, but their non-conference strength of schedule is a little dicey compared to some other SEC teams. They just flat canceled the game. And there are other teams that have canceled, and it's one of those situations where, you know, they cited weather, but they didn't really try that hard to play and that kind of stuff. There are a handful of examples of things like that happening because teams don't want to, you know, a game right here at the end, their RPI being dragged down by one circumstance, one midweek opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's unfortunate. I don't know what you do about that, but I think that's an unfortunate thing. You know, it's an unfortunate thing to think about. I also feel like Clemson is still playing good enough baseball to go 4-0 this week. I do. I think the way they're playing, I'm not discouraged by the way they played at Virginia. The series was dumb. The weather was dumb. Anytime the weather is dumb, in my opinion, it impacts the road team to some degree. I think there's probably a bell curve where you'd rather be the team that's just here. We're just here. We might as well play, as opposed to a team that like wants to go home and sleep in your own bed and do that. But when you're at the ballpark for how many, 25 hours? You're at the ballpark for 25 hours over the course of 3 days, not counting, you know, warm-ups and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a lot.
It is a lot. Texter asked the status of Cooper Engle. Don and Bob on the broadcast last night, if I'm not mistaken, said he was having an MRI scheduled for either today or tomorrow. I want to say it was for tomorrow. And I don't I don't think you count on Cooper Engle rejoining you this season. Tell you the truth, if you get him back, that's just a bonus.
That's tough. I for sure, even if it comes up clean, I for sure would not think Tuesday. I for sure would think not Tuesday. And honestly, if it were me, I would try to get by. I would try to get by without him this weekend, even if he's, you know, even if he's 90% or whatever. So we'll continue to monitor that, and we'll give you an update if we have an opportunity. When we come back, let's look at some of those early season lines. I do have some questions on that. It'll probably take us a couple of shows to get through all of this. Before we go to break, I got to tell you about my friends at Buff City Soap. Buff City Soap reached out to me today. They did. They just wanted to remind me that it's Mystery Box Monday. If you spend a minimum of $20 pre-tax, you get a mystery box for free all day long. Come see what soap your future holds. Valid today in store only while supplies last at two locations in the Upstate, Buff City Soap in Clemson at Hartwell Village or in Greenville at the Shops at Green Ridge. That is Buff City Soap in Clemson and Greenville. Hour two continues. We'll come back after this.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
Fuel the drive this season with a new set of Nitto tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. From May 1st through May 31st, purchase four new Nitto or passenger or light truck tires and receive up to $100 back after mail-in submission. Quality Nitto tires and quality service at the Pendleton Tire Company. Give Zach or Joey a call at 864-646-3694 or check them out at pendletontire.com. Visit mytire-rebate.com for full details, void where prohibited. An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. Imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate, too. Invest in comfort and savings. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED?
If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
It is May 16th, which means we have some very, very, very early college football betting lines. Let's see if we can entice each other with some of these. I'm excited to get to some of this goodness. FanDuel's Games of the Year. We'll get to that and start breaking down some teams here in the very, very early stages where we really still don't even know what, like, if you want to bet on these games right now, go for it. We don't even know what rosters are going to look like. Really, I dare say you probably have a good idea what Clemson's roster is going to look like, maybe Stanford. But other than that, you got a bunch of kids in the portal that haven't chosen a destination yet that are going to find homes and may adjust some of these lines. Before we get to that, I want to tell you about our very good friends at Canty Foundation Specialists. You know, having a strong foundation, very important. Some would say the most important part of a house. We build entire sermons around houses built on sand and houses built on strong foundations on rock. And there's a reason for that, because when your house has a good foundation, it works. But if there is a fault in any way, shape, or form in the foundation of your home, it may seem like a little problem. But in the end, it will become a big problem and could cause major irreparable damage to you, your family, your home, your property, etc. That's where Canty Foundation Specialists can help. They have, let's just take for one example. They have this polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. And with that PolyLevel, they can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete, driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs without the mess or cost of replacement or traditional mud jacking. This is a revolutionary material that they alone can use. They can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. Issues with your foundation should not be ignored. Check them out today. Call them. Ask them about it. They'd be glad to give you a little help, a little direction about how they can assist you. CantyCanFixIt.com is a website. Call them at 844-333-7354. That's 1-844-333-7354. Ben, some of these lines, I just am thinking, wow, I need more information. Some of them are really, really, really enticing. This is FanDuel.com, and they have games of the week or games of the year in college football. They have a bunch of them. They have like six Clemson games that they've already gone with, and we can start making our way through these coming up in subsequent shows. I'm curious if any of these. I'm just going to throw some out that just look a little eh to me. Can I entice you with a little Utah-Florida? Gators, 1.5-point favorite, hosting Utah at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. I should throw that in. On September the 3rd. That game feels really dicey to me. That feels like a game that I would love to jump on Utah, but it's also a breakfast game for Utah. And I'm very much against teams coming east and playing when it's time for breakfast.
If I Well, okay, let me back. On one hand, I would be leery of putting any money at all on a team with a new head coach in his very first game. On the other hand, what you just said, I mean, you're coming across the country to play an early game. Quack, I am, if I can swing it, I'm bringing my team a day early. I mean, really, I don't know what Utah's academic calendar is, but you might be able to get away with that since it's the beginning of the season.
I like that idea. That's exactly what I do too. You got to somehow normalize that. There just hasn't been a lot of success. You look back in history, there's not been a lot of success with teams coming from out west to the East Coast and playing a game at noon Eastern. You just don't see it. One game, and I missed this one. By the way, do you have a lean on that game at all?
Right now I would lean Utah.
Okay.
Just the unknowns of Florida.
I might just go ahead and take Utah straight up. Don't even need the point and a half and just see how they handle it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're Brian Edwards, you probably say maybe hedge on Florida in game or something. If Florida gets the lead, maybe lay some points in Florida. If it seems like Utah just doesn't have it, if they're a little groggy or whatever the case may be.
One thing you alluded to this a moment ago with not knowing who's on rosters. At least we know who's not leaving rosters now. You know, so that is one thing. And I don't know if there's enough outside of maybe Jordan Addison. Are there a bunch of players in the portal that you feel like would move a line?
I'm not sure about that. No more than maybe a half a point or a point. It would depend on, like, if there was an injury. If somebody gets hurt and you add an offensive lineman in the portal or something like that, if you have an injury at running back and you add a running back in the portal, maybe that would do it. But I would see that more as, rather than helping you, maybe it eliminates the need to move the line. So maybe you lose a guy, he's out for the year, whatever, has some surgery, the line moves against you, then you add somebody and the line moves back where it was. I could see that happening more so than, like you're saying, guys in the portal, other than maybe Jordan Addison, depending on where he goes. I mean, if Jordan Addison ends up at Texas.
And that seems to be the leader in the clubhouse right now.
This is going to sound a little bit blasphemous to say.
Oh, good.
I don't think Jordan Addison moves the needle that much at Texas. From a betting standpoint, I don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not telling you that Jordan Addison is not going to start at Texas. I'm not telling you he's not going to be very good at Texas. I have a lot of questions about Texas, by the way. I got questions about the quarterback position. I got questions about their toughness as a program. I got questions about every single part of that culture. Receiver, if Jordan Addison goes there, would not be one of the questions. I'm just saying I'm kind of bullish on Texas's receivers already. Like Xavier Worthy is a flat-out stud. Is Jordan Addison going to take catches away from him, or are they going to make each other better? I'm just thinking, I already see Texas's receivers performing at a high level. Adding another high-level receiver, it might just be moving catches from one receiver to another. I know that sounds crazy because you're adding the Biletnikoff Award winner. And you know what? Walt Deptula is on from 3 to 7. I'll ask him. Because I'm sure he disagrees with this. I think Addison's great. I'm not sure that Addison... To your way of thinking, I'm not sure that Addison like adds a win to Texas.
Too many other issues there.
Other issues, and the fact that it's kind of like what I've said forever about South Carolina recruiting. The real issue I thought with Will Muschamp's recruiting was that there was good recruiting done at certain positions, and they had really good recruits at those positions across the board. So like defensive line, really, really good. Where were the great recruits elsewhere? So you would bring in, you know, recruiting classes that were well thought of, but other than a Marshawn Lloyd here or there or Ryan Helinski here or there, you know, guys like that, you're not seeing a bunch of like spread out big time gets in recruiting. They're all at the same position. So they're not helping you as much as they should based on how the class looks.
Florida State went through that a great deal.
Yes.
Overinflated classes because all the stars were DBs.
I agree. So I feel like adding Jordan Addison makes Texas better, but I don't think it shores up a weakness, is my point.
Okay.
With the receiver position there. What are the chances we think Jordan Addison goes back to Pittsburgh?
Zero.
Okay, because
I think he's been exposed to the money now. You know, like he has seen what's out there. It certainly feels like really we're just down to a bidding war. You know, we're waiting on highest and best offer here, and then we'll decide where we're going to school.
The reason I bring that up is right there, start of the season, you got the backyard brawl, West Virginia and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 6.5-point favorite over West Virginia.
That's one of the early ones that jumped off the page to me. Like, wait a minute. Something doesn't make sense.
I understand Keaton Slovis is there at Pittsburgh. And I understand that Pittsburgh has a track record. They're going to be good on defense. I ain't worried about it, especially up front. Getting after the passer, I ain't worried about that. Without Addison, that does take away some value to Pittsburgh. So I'll say the opposite thing for Pittsburgh that I have for Texas. I don't think Addison adds a lot of value to Texas's wide receiver group because I think they already had a really good group. I think Addison subtracts more value from Pittsburgh than he adds to Texas. And I don't know how in the world, like, I'm taking West Virginia in that game. Week one, who is Slovis's top target? Who's he going to throw the ball to? If Addison's not there to attract a lot of attention. I have major questions about that.
And we haven't seen Slovis throw the ball in a long time either.
That's true. Now, I think Slovis is a pretty good player.
I do, too.
I do.
He's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand why Pittsburgh is favored in this game when you can clearly look at some of the additions and some of the changes that West Virginia's made, and you can see some sort of upward trajectory with West Virginia. Keep in mind, West Virginia, just a remarkably average team last year. Remarkably average. Now they have JT Daniels at quarterback.
Who is remarkably average?
Who's remarkably average? I do think he has, now I will say, I do think he has some interesting upside relative to Jared Daigie, who it seemed like he just hit his ceiling. He just kind of bumped his head. Another thing that is worth noting about this game, Lynn J. Dixon's debut at West Virginia.
I forgot about that.
Against Pittsburgh. So there's that. I'm glad you said that because that one jumped off the page to me too. I'm going to give you one more of these early ones. This again is a September 1st game. Penn State is a 3-point favorite at Purdue. This is Sean Clifford's 93rd year of college. Penn State has continued to recruit well, particularly on defense. But this feels like a classic Purdue plus 3 play, doesn't it? This feels like classic Jeff Brohm takes down the mighty Penn State, who may be a top 10, top 15 team in the preseason. I think I would take Purdue plus 3 right now today just for that fact. Opening up the season, don't care about anything else. I know they lost Karloftis and Bell. I know they did. Doesn't have to make sense. I don't care. I'm blindly taking Purdue here.
You know, let's just go. Maybe we should go ahead and start the list because I will blindly take Penn State.
Whoa!
I think Penn State, and I don't ever say anything good about James Franklin and his teams. I think they might be sneaky good this year.
Okay. Interesting.
I do. I think they might have a say in the Big Ten.
I like James Franklin fine.
So I'm going to give you Purdue.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Penn State.
Okay. So we're making a list of our guarantees from May. Our guarantees from May in these very, very early lines. There are a ton of these. A texter gets in and
subject
says,
subject to change, void where prohibited.
Oh, yes. The early lines on Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Cincinnati, Arkansas. We can get to these a little bit later on. Ohio State, a 13.5-point favorite at home against Notre Dame. Unbelievable. That seems really, really steep to me. And I don't see a line on Cincinnati, Arkansas. I may be wrong about that. I do not. I see some Arkansas games. I don't see Cincinnati, Arkansas. So I can't tell you that one. This is courtesy of FanDuel Sportsbook. Ben, I'm curious your thoughts on Notre Dame and Ohio State. We'll get to that later on. But we have Stockwatch to crank it up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives and, if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
DQ presents the sound of an all-star summer lineup. Leading off, the promising rookie, new Oreo Dirt Pie. On deck, the fan-favorite Girl Scout Thin Mints. Summer standouts, drumstick with peanuts and cotton candy. And batting cleanup, it's you. With your red spoon and six summer blizzard flavors, official treat of MLB. All part of the new DQ All-Star Summer Blizzard lineup. DQ, happy tastes good.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.